Simply speaking, video number 3 provides a newer characterization of artificial intelligence in the context of omnijectivity in general, and Project POC in particular. 1. A disruptive definition of AI. Whatever labels we may assign to existing AI, as being autonomous or intelligent, its output is intelligence in noun form and the rest merely is projection on our part. At present, the only intelligence that genuinely merits being called intelligent in an adjectivized sense is strictly non-synthetic. Project POC aims to bring such an adjectivized form of intelligence within synthetic domains. 2. Resultant procedural divergence. In the omnijective view, all conceivable noun-formed intelligence arise from thought, which in turn is made possible by subjective comprehension. Current-day AI also operates by this rule, but the generative thought resides in the human programmer or modeler, not in the program where the output is produced. Project POC brings these together by methodically eliminating the human element from the synthesized intelligence. 3. Consequent technical divergence. As a result, the thrust is on generating artificial thought rather than artificial intelligence, two concepts that remain largely indistinguishable by the limits of present understanding. Omnijectivity not only establishes a clear boundary between them but also forbids mixing their methods. For instance, conventional algorithmic or data-centric approaches, while effective for current AI, are unsuitable for the synthesis of thought and are in fact counterproductive. 4. New taxonomy of artificial intelligence. The usual hierarchy of AI to AGI belongs to the AI as a tool paradigm. Shifting instead to AI as a source of intelligence reframes the progression as adjectivized artificial intelligence or A2I, human-like synthetic intelligence, focused on artificial thought. Adjectivized and acontextualized artificial intelligence or A3I, human-level synthetic intelligence, focused on artificial choice. Project POC is aimed at A2I, with a view toward extending the method to A3I in the future. 5. What's a problem? Why problem? Why solve? For a fully autonomous agency, problem-solving stems from its core, not external instructions. Think what caused human evolution. One might interpret it in terms of system internal survival, necessity, curiosity, etc. Omnijectivity calls it acontextualization, the impetus for all human intelligence.